Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host, and happy to be with you recording an episode for another Bills Victory Monday. A big one at that. Wasn't pretty. It hasn't been very pretty every game so far this season, but Bills grinding it out. 31-21, showing off that ever-important character that I like to talk about. It's good to see. Yep, winning 31-21 over the winless Miami Dolphins to improve to 5-1 on the season, which is the first time since 2008. And right now, statistically, not that stats are everything, but history is on Buffalo's side as being a playoff team. Of course, anything can happen right now. There isn't a definite. 5-1 is not a sure set way. But the way the Bills have been playing, overcoming early game issues, amongst a host of other things, has been it's been impressive. It's been fun to watch. They do make every game exciting, that's for sure. And whether you want to admit it or not, they leave a lot of these teams, these lower end tier teams, hanging around. Makes for good TV, that's for sure. But at the same time, it's a little uneasy, too. The team is a few mistakes away from, a vastly different record right now. Vastly different record. I would like to... It's tough. Because a win is a win. Everybody's... That's not a debate at all. These wins count for everything. You gotta, gotta get those W's whenever you can, especially in a very long NFL schedule. But I would have liked to see more. I'm not expecting it this year. A little bit higher powered on offense. I would. I would like to see a world beater as an offensive unit. And we're just not quite there yet. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not hindering us. It hasn't truly, truly affected us. As far as the Bills go, it hasn't harmed us quite a bit yet. Some can say that the Patriots game, that was a big factor in that. But yeah, it's not too shabby. Not too shabby. It was a slow start today, though. Not going to lie. Yeah, unnerving. And I'm sure a lot of people were upset. This team was behind. This is the first team to really fall behind on the Miami Dolphins this year, who are... and quote-unquote, tank for Tua mode. Not sure if that's going to happen, that's going to pan out, but this Miami does not rank high as an offense or as a defense, and it's not a good look when your team, coming off of a bye, playing at home, is behind the way that they were. But let's get into how the game panned out. Bills started off immediately. 44 yards, 10 plays, finishing up with a Steven Hauschka 39-yard field goal. Good to see. Put them up 3-0. So, good start. Good start. Always want touchdowns, but points on the board is good. Bills defense held Miami to 13 yards on 6 plays in the next drive where they punted the ball away. Then, Buffalo answered back again, 55 yards on 7 plays, and another Steven Hauschka field goal, 43 yards. Put the Bills up 6-0. And then Miami came out. Ballage off the left guard for 3 yards and a rushing touchdown after traveling 70 yards on 8 plays. It's a little uncharacteristic of, the Bills to give them, again, especially to this offense, but it's all right. It's got a little unnerving here. Gotta admit, a little unnerving when this team marches downfield. Bills, again, get the ball. 59 yards on 9 plays. We're in the second quarter now. And Steven Hauschka, 45-yard field goal. Put the team up 9-7. Only field goals so far. And then Miami again answers with a touchdown. Ryan Fitzpatrick to Devontae Parker for 12 yards. 14-9. I definitely think, for Miami's sake, that Fitzpatrick was the better option for them to start. I definitely think so. I think Fitzpatrick has a little bit more to offer in this type of chaotic environment. I was looking forward to a Rosen and Fitzpatrick matchup. A Rosen and Allen matchup. I'm not going to lie. But Fitzpatrick, Allen, it did not disappoint. Bills get the ball back. This is the first drive without a score. Going negative 7 yards on 3 plays. Oof. Ending with a punt. Miami gets the ball back. Negative 2 yards on 3 plays. Punts away. And then the Bills have the ball end of half. Negative 3 yards on 3 plays. And that is that. Miami Dolphins start off the second half with the ball. Goes 71 yards on 16 plays. And it ends in a big-time interception for Trey White. Big-time interception. That interception turned into a touchdown on the next drive. The Bills going 108 yards. In that drive, over 12 plays to get up 17-14 with Josh Allen connecting with Mr. John Brown for 20-yard touchdown pass. Fourth quarter begins. Miami punts the ball away, going 18 yards on 5 plays. And the Buffalo Bills get the ball back. 29 yards off 4 plays, punt away. Miami fumbles after going 19 yards on 2 plays. This was a costly fumble. Hughes actually recovered it. Big-time turnover. Turnovers are everything. Then the Bills get the ball back, going 16 yards on 3 plays. Josh Allen connecting with his other big-time receiver, Cole Beasley, to go up 24-14. Miami gets the ball back, punts away after going 9 yards on 3 plays. Buffalo punts the ball away, going 4 yards on 3 plays. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick gets the ball back, 59 yards on 11 plays and a 11-yard touchdown rush for Mr. Fitzpatrick, 21-24. I was absolutely amazed at the elusiveness of Ryan Fitzpatrick watching this play. Some bad tackling by the defense, and I get it. They're probably exhausted at this, you know. They may be exhausted. They've literally been carrying the team these last six games so far. Got to admit, man, it's got to be honest. This has been a mostly defensive team. The offense is not spectacular by any means. It's doing enough. I'm getting 2000s Ravens vibes right now. And I'm not saying that Josh Allen is Trent Dilfer by any means. I think Allen has a much better upside than Dilfer, of course. But this is the kind of the vibe that I'm getting. And we all know how that ended pretty well. So then the Bills get the ball back after a 10-yard onside kick. Micah Hyde for 45 yards gets a touchdown, putting the Bills up 31-21, officially ending the scoring. Miami got the ball back and did nothing with it. So, yeah, that was your game in a nutshell. And yeah, it was just enough. A good tune-up game before you know, Philadelphia next week, which is a big game. This is going to be the most probably the most on-paper challenging game, I think is the best way to put it. Philadelphia's got a great team, and they're playing Dallas tonight. I don't know the score. I'm actually recording this before that occurs, their big Sunday night game against the Cowboys. Should be a great matchup. In that respect, Philly has a great defense. Secondary's a little off, and it's going to take another, you know, a big outing from Josh Allen to really pick that team apart. You know, if they want any chance to do this, Carson Wentz is a top level quarterback, and they have some good offensive weapons. You know, they're, good receivers, good quality receivers, good. Decent running backs. The running game isn't exactly their strong point, but this game next week will tell a lot about who this Buffalo Bills team is. It's a good indication, you know. Philadelphia is the next good team essentially. And that's not to take away from any of the previous opponents. You know, there's any given Sunday mentality. But, you know, it's really been the Patriots and this upcoming Eagles game that have been the top of the NFL echelon, so to speak, as far as winning records and such go. But real quick, let's take a look at our Miami Dolphins versus Buffalo Bills stats. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 23 of 35, 282 yards, one touchdown, one interception on the day. For the Bills, Josh Allen, 16 of 26, 202 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. I think that last part is a very important aspect to look at. Considering, you know, there are some studs in Miami's secondary, and Josh Allen has, I think he has at least an interception in every game. I could be wrong about that, but he's had some rough stretches of interceptions, so this is a good showing for him. And, of course, getting over the 200-yard mark is not bad either. Rushing-wise, Mark Walton led the Miami Dolphins rushing attack with 66 yards, getting touchdowns on the ground for Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Kalen Ballage. For the Buffalo Bills, leading on the ground, Frank Gore, 11 attempts, 55 yards. Josh Allen also taking off four times for 32 yards. Devin Singletary coming back, getting a little bit of action, and there are seven attempts, 26 yards for him, but no touchdowns on the ground, as we kind of mentioned. Receiving-wise for the Miami Dolphins, Preston Williams led the team, six catches, 82 yards, and getting the lone receiving touchdown for Miami was Devontae Parker. The Bills side of things, leading receiver was John Brown, as pretty much, you know, as it actually has been. Usually it flip-flops, you know, Beasley one week, John Brown the next, but John Brown's been way more consistent, at least being looked at. Five catches off six targets, 83 yards and one touchdown. Pat DeMarco was next. Everybody else is kind of like very, very, like it's literally John Brown and everybody else is beneath like 30 yards receiving. So not a bad game there. But, yeah, Cole Beasley caught a touchdown pass, three catches for 16 yards off six targets. Dawson Knox still, you know, his catch-to-target ratio hasn't been all that great these last couple games. I'm a little disappointed in that. You know, I really want to see Dawson Knox take off, do some good. I get it. It's first year. Growing pains, this and that. All good. But yeah, that is pretty much your offensive statistics for that game. Next week, Philadelphia should be a big one. And, yeah, we're really going to see what this team is truly, truly made of. It's going to be a gritty game. It's not going to be pretty by any means. Buffalo is going to have to stay competitive. With a team like Philadelphia and the way our offense has been, this type of comeback game, quote-unquote comeback game, is not going to be it's not going to be very possible. It's not going to be easy by any means. But I wanted to end this, you know, kind of episode with a question. I mean, Bills fans, do you think this offense, the way things have been, is really, like, sustainable? You know, do you think this is a team, granted they're winning games, it's important, but is this a team that is going to travel? Because there's a good chance there'll be a wild card, you know, unless something magical happens, or there is a way, you know, a route where, you know, Buffalo could end up being the AFC's champions if they continue. But are you satisfied? Are you confident in this offense to be able to travel, you know, on the road and beat some of these teams like Houston, maybe even Indianapolis? You know, we also have Baltimore, which Bills will be playing them. Do you think this offense is good enough to win some playoff games? I think it's an important question, and I don't mean to be negative in any way. And as fans, we have to be able to question these things too. Can't be blinded by the fact that, yeah, we're 5-1. It's good to ask questions. It's good to be happy, but not satisfied, I think is the best way to really describe it. Because I do want more. Maybe I'm a little selfish, but I do want more from this team. I don't think it's too much to ask for. I want to see the offense step up. I want to see them blow teams out. I really do. Yes, you know, winning tight games is good. Character is good. Overcoming struggles is good. That's how the best teams win. But at the same time, some of these top offenses, you know, like I said, Kansas City, I know Patrick Mahomes just got hurt, but that offense is still a well-oiled machine. You know, you won't be able to really, you might not be able to play catch up with a team like that, amongst other things. So that's what I just want to, I really want to ask you, the Bills fans. You know, me, I do this podcast. You know, I'm a fan of football just like any of you. But I think it's important to ask these questions, you know, this confidence thing. And it's not to knock what the Bills have done to this point, not in the slightest. But, you know, this team, this championship-starved team, who, you know, most recent playoff game was a bit of a dud. And it was, you know, it was a winnable game. And if the offense was a little bit well-oiled, you know, better put together a couple years ago, Jacksonville would not have won that game. You know, so we got to look into that. I don't think as Bills fans, as fans of any sports team, you really can't just be satisfied with getting into the playoffs. It's, you know, it's, of course, it's important to be recognized as one of the top six teams in the conference or the top 12 teams in the entire National Football League. But I think, you know, you kind of want to win those games. I don't know. I want to see more from this offense. So that's my bottom line. And I want you, the fans, to really kind of think about that. Because it's going to be a big deal going forward. It really, truly is. But yeah, that's it for me on this end. I'm actually recording in my truck right now. I'm out of town. I just came back from the Indianapolis and Houston game. I'm in Indianapolis right now, sitting in my truck in the hotel parking lot to record. Had to get something out, of course, but which was a great game, by the way. Awesome game. Awesome game to see live. But yeah, Bills fans, every reason to be optimistic. Big-time game next week. Big-time game. It's a big deal. And this game against Philadelphia is going to be another measuring stick, an important measuring stick. Philadelphia's could be legit. As I said, I don't know the score of tonight's game between Dallas and Philly. I'm recording way before that. But this, you know, Philly is going to be the most competitive team we face outside of the Patriots. Some food for thought, though. I'll talk to you next week. Go Bills.